Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. We're your hosts, Deborah Lee. That is I, or me, or moi. And then we have Jimbo Fantastico. He is riding shotgun as your co-host. Well, my co-host, but he's your co-host too. All right. Anyway, want to remind you all, we're using ordinary playing cards for the readings that are being given here. It's important for the distinction to be made. It's not tarot, not oracle card reading, and not any of the other systems that are out there. Okay, and I know there's many, many. So just remember, this is personal prophecy as my grandmother taught it to me. I also want you to know that I'm using a 24-card layout for each of your calls. And we will need a moment or two as I lay them out for you. It's my personal preference. Really like to get a good look at you. And kind of what influences your life, what the landscape you're on is like. You know, are you on a nice smooth path, or is it a rough and rocky road, or even more, is it a roller coaster? So that's what I look for when I use the whole layout. So I believe that's all I needed to say to you before I get busy with your readings. And Jimbo's here. He's going to talk to you now.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also, would like to remind all the folks out there and all the platforms that are with us tonight, if you are international, anytime you show up, let us know, and we'll give you live international shout-outs, like we shall to Terry Sue in the UK, and Ole is in Lebanon.
Yay.
And every time anybody else shows up, speaks up, sounds off, and lets us know where they're from.
Yep.
We shall give you international shout-outs anytime during the show. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get your free reading. You need to call in. You'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. Absolutely true. If you hear nothing, that's a problem. Hang up, call back to something wrong with the connection. Quickly, we'll straighten out usually with a callback. Facebook folks, we will get to you if we have gaps in the calls. We will turn to you folks, but can't make promises and plan ahead for that. You got to hang tight if you want to be a Facebooker and get a reading. If you're domestic, I recommend you call in that 8. It's a number. They don't charge anything. Well, really only the people should be doing Messenger, the international folks that can't call in because they're not billionaires with independent worldwide calling plans. So, all right. And for everybody, period, when you're getting your reading, when you hear this,
yeah!
Really, that means your reading's over. Please let it come to a complete end quickly. And then we're going to give you a card, though, before we move on to the next person. And that card is, of course, a Rebel Card Friday. That's why we had the Rebel Yell. Rebel Card Friday, these cards will be unlike any other cards. If you're new, they will actually not be sugary and sweet and all Lifetime Network-ish. So, but they still have positive messages overall. So. Mm-hmm. All right. Today is National Eat a Red Apple Day, Deb.
And yeah.
It says the first Friday in December is National Bartender Day. So it happens to be December 1st this year. And it's World AIDS Day.
Right.
Yep. So, and AIDS as in, you know, the acquired immune deficiency syndrome or whatever it is.
If any of
disease,
you are too young to know in the 80s, this was quite a scare.
Yeah. But everybody thought, it's just for homos. So heterosexuals got nothing to worry about. But it was largely, though.
Yeah.
But you know what the problem that is? Some people couldn't stay on the same path. so it's red. Now it doesn't matter. It didn't give a damn who, what, where you are. So, but it's the medical have come a long way in the, like, 40-plus years, so. Can't say they've wiped it out, but they can really keep a lot of people alive. All right, international shout-out to Rachel, who is in Australia, Lendananda.
Australia.
Hey, Deb, do you have any other things you would like to spew or spout?
Yes, okay. I do.
Spew and spout.
I would like
you
folks to fill my box.
Books.
Wait a minute. My house. My house, okay.
My house. In the middle of the street.
Yeah, that's a good one. Who sings it? I don't know.
I can't remember. I don't think it was Talking Heads. It was somebody. No, it wasn't Talking Heads. It was, can't think of it. They might have been a one-hit wonder.
Here's the deal on this little cute, I think it's a gingerbread house. If you would like to be included in the December drawings, I just need you to, I don't know, I've got a pad here, do you think, and a pen. Do you think we could write them down?
You could.
Yeah, or should we have them submit it in like a DM to me?
Don't say a DM.
A private message. Or.
But this is just Facebook Messenger. I would recommend, but it would be nice if they could just go to the psychiclovedoctor.com website and just send you an email from there. But.
Well, they can also do it from Messenger. But
hey,
how,
if you want to have all those messenger all right. hammer, you okay, go ahead.
I'm going to leave it up to all of you. And hopefully we'll catch you as you say, yeah, I want to be in the drawing. And all we're going to put in here is your name, okay? And what we'll do is if your name gets drawn, like if we go like this and go, oh, Terry Sue, then we would ask you to privately send us your shipping address so we can send you a little Love Doctor prize, because December's always been traditionally that we conduct our Christmas wishes and New Year dreams show. And this is a time of year when we ask you, like, what is your Christmas wish? It won't take any questions away from your, I'm frozen. Oh God, I went away. All right. It won't take anything away from your question that you want to ask.
Why'd you mess with it?
I don't know.
Why'd you just touch it? It was already, everything was good to go.
Because we were frozen. Well, anyway, you get the drift of what I'm saying, as in snow drift for Christmas.
Hey, guys, no, you're not going to tell us in the chat here and throw your name in
the box. I thought they were going to.
No, you got to contact us. Somehow we can see it like a messenger. I didn't. Well, is that what you said? Then you start writing.
I think I
did. Start writing, woman. I'm not doing that.
Well,
I'm not on board with that. I'm not on board with that.
You could say what's that.
I would rather they send us like emails and stuff because those stay there forever. You got Susan. I don't know how to say it.
Susan. Yes.
Bowes.
I know you. Yeah.
Catherine Griffin.
And Catherine. Okay.
Okay.
Any other takers?
But see, we can't do this all during the show along. So
no, but we'll advertise it every now and again. And I will put a post up.
And do the messenger. And Terry Sue, if you do the email, it would be the best. That's the best of the best of the best. I tell people at work all the time, email me.
Well, that's
if we have a conversation, is first of all, A, I might forget what we just fucking talked about. And B, I have a record of it forever until I delete it. There you go.
Well...
All right. Area code 310. We're going to California for the first caller. 310, welcome to the show.
Hello there. Glad to hear from you during the show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi. It's Susan.
Hi,
Susan.
Susan
that is the Facebook
Hi.
Pattern. Did she hear you?
Okay, hold on a second.
Yeah.
My phone is doing something weird. I'm going to put you on speaker. Hopefully it won't be too yucky.
Oh, well, we'll see how that works. Usually it's the opposite. Speakerphone usually goes against us, but we'll see.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Indeed.
Yes. So I ended up, with that job in Florida, and it is not working out. So I'm just curious if you see me finding something that will align with my higher purpose soon.
Okay. Could we ask why not? It's not working out.
What was it, a job?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She relocated for it.
They're crazy.
Okay. Well, that's a damn good reason.
Yeah.
They're batshit crazy.
Okay. So you wanted to know if there's something that's more in line with your higher purpose.
Yes.
Okay. And you don't care if you have to re-relocate?
Nope.
Okay. That helps a lot then, too, if you're willing to move. Keeps your freaking options wide open then, too. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, whereabouts in Florida are you?
I was going to ask that, too.
Well, somebody else.
I'm in Land O'Lakes.
Land O'Lakes.
Oh, where they make the butter?
Is that where they
Yeah, Land O'Lakes butter.
I know there is Land O'Lakes butter.
I always thought it was Minnesota, though.
Well, that's why
on
I was
the package.
Because I don't know. Catherine would know.
Yeah, I don't think they make any butter here.
Okay.
Plus, that Land O'Lakes is probably a few places around the world.
That's probably true. All right, let's see what we've got for you.
There. Cards are going down. Actually, Terry Sue, that's a Disney World in Orlando. Disneyland in California. Matters. I don't know. But, yeah.
Did you ever get to Disney World when you were down there?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Oh, yeah. God, the tickets were like nothing through the
Navy.
But you know what?
What?
It didn't impress me because, you know what? I wasn't 4.
Oh.
I wasn't impressed with "It's a Small World After All."
Oh, that one will drive you right out of your mind.
Yeah.
And did you hear they had a streaker?
How can you? You're on a boat.
No. Well, some guy got up into the scenery. It might have been in Anaheim. I'm not sure, but anyway, he got up in there and took his clothes off. So the children got an anatomy lesson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so Susan, yes, I feel it'll be in the new year, though, of course, with us so close to the end.
Yeah, that's not amazing, yes.
And it's a shame that it didn't work out for you because your cards show that you were really bringing heart, soul, and spirit to this particular job, you know.
Yes.
And that's a shame. I'm feeling bad about that for you because that was a big move that you took.
Yes.
Are you interested in going back home or wherever home is or?
Well,
California?
I mean, you know, I've thought about California, but I don't know. It's expensive and a lot of stuff going on there politically. I don't know.
Like Metallica said, where I lay my head is home.
Okay.
Right?
Consider your cards are saying go north, young lady. Go north. Like up the coast.
I was considering North Carolina, so I don't know if that's a good spot.
I think it's a wonderful spot, and we get many calls out of there. Out of North Carolina.
Isn't the wonderful spot the one with a great job? Isn't that truly the wonderful spot?
Yeah, but if you're in the armpit of the country, I don't know if that can make
up
for it.
If it's a great job and you don't have a lot, if you're not like a big city slick and roller person that demands a big city, it could be. I don't know. I can't speak for her.
Would you move for a job?
If the price is right, the flight's tonight.
Yeah.
See, she would, and I would, too.
Sure.
I think that's why your cards are indicating for you to go north.
Well, right off the bat, we asked her that when you're putting the cards down.
Yeah, they feel that the cards are indicating that's where a really good direction lies. Bear in mind, they have some weather issues in North Carolina. Like,
not just hurricanes.
Well,
it
can't be worse than Oklahoma.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah, you're right. Oklahoma, you get those tornadoes that you have no warning over. Hurricanes, you know, are coming.
And we get snowstorms and ice and all that stuff, too.
Yeah.
So,
hurricanes, at least you know they're coming long before they get there.
Now, where you are, they are going to really try and keep you. You know, they really would like to keep you. But if your heart isn't in it, your heart will tell you where to go. And you're, I think... Exactly right. that the best thing to do is investigate North Carolina. It seems to be a very reasonable place to live.
Yes. It's actually the top two cities to live in the nation right now are in North Carolina.
That doesn't surprise me at all. It seems very nice. The people seem very nice.
You got to be okay with the climate.
Yeah.
They get a little, I mean, it's even a little bit more hot and humid, a little bit more than here even.
And we're
well, I mean, I'm in Florida right now. I'm dying.
You're dying for what?
So
dying from the weather?
Not
or
dying
from
of heat stroke. Yeah.
Yeah, that is a warm place.
Orlando's not that warm
she's
this time
in,
of year.
She's in...
Orlando Lakes is near Orlando,
oh, is it?
I thought. Yeah, I remember
yeah it
Orlando.
Was 78 today.
Yeah, and I also remember days, because I was down there, I remember days it was in the 40s. I do remember those mornings waking up in the 40s. And that's why the space shuttle blew the hell up.
Because
it was in the 40s. The O-rings couldn't handle those temperatures, and they leaked, and kaboom.
That's right. You were there.
I was there. I saw it go. Well, I didn't see it go kaboom. I was in nuke school, but I came out and saw the trail and the boom in the sky.
Their families were there.
Oh, yeah. All the families.
So anyway,
yeah,
Susan.
Back to Susan.
Susan, we have a lady on Facebook because you're in there, too. You probably saw Catherine said if she could find a decent place around Bloomington, she would move. And I've heard that's a very nice place. We've driven through North Carolina a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those places if you're going down south, you're driving through it if you're in Virginia.
Yes. Very true.
So I was looking at Raleigh.
Oh, it's very quaint there, Raleigh.
You're picking the location before the job?
Sure, why not? So then
well,
you
there's lots of jobs for me there.
Okay, okay. Hey, whatever.
Yeah, I looked.
Yeah.
You do what
well,
you got to do.
It's university-based. There's universities everywhere, so there's a lot of need for education there, so and quality educators. So that's what I was kind of hoping.
Okay. Well, all right. The internet is nice because you can do a lot of research before you start.
Yes, that's very true. I really feel you are being called there. And that's why this is not to your satisfaction where you are. It's because you're being called. You're being led. And I honestly believe that a year from now, you'll look back and think, this all makes sense now. It really does. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm glad you're tonight to get this information.
Watch my computer here.
Oh, instead of here?
No, I'm just saying, curious. Watch what it does here. Did you see the picture just did that?
It's fake.
Yeehaw!
Okay.
All right, stand by. Here is your rebel card before we move on to the next caller, Susan.
Oh, and Susan, if you're looking for love, I think it's going to be North Carolina bound. For you.
You think you might want to make that before the reading ended?
No, she didn't ask, but I thought I'd throw it in.
That sounds good.
Yes, okay. Go ahead there, hun.
All right.
Hun bun.
You are giving away your power is the subject of your rebel card. You are a badass. Act like it. You're a badass. Right,
well,
thank you so much.
I guess I have to be if I'm going to go in there and tell them I'm leaving.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. You know what? You were looking for a job when you got that one, so you can go right back to that. No
will you
deal.
Get an exit interview?
I can ask for one. I actually want to because there's a new person that's in charge, and I don't think she even knows what she's got herself into. So I'm kind of wanting to.
Yeah, I think you should
inform her.
Right, and I think they could learn from this. So that's be a good idea.
No, awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, and woo-hoo. Susan, I hope you join us again in
thank
this
you.
Month.
Of course I will. I love you guys.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you. Awesomeness.
Yeah, you know, that weather down there is weird, that part of Florida.
You know what's weird, I think, is that everything that seems like it's coming to us, it curves, it turns. Maybe it's our Chesapeake Bay, but it goes boom right into either North or South Carolina. you know, Charleston's had its share. That's in South Carolina.
A lot of
right?
it is that, there's, yeah. you know, the weather, the earth turns, the weather comes from west to east. A lot of times there's a little jet stream influences that, too. It's a natural jet stream that goes up and down a little bit. If you ever see them showed on the weather maps and stuff. Very interesting. All right. I think the time has come to move on. We've got to keep on moving. Little Tom Petty. All right, we're going to area code 856 in New Jersey. 856, welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Rosemaria,
that's you.
Yes, it is indeed. We are doing good. It's been a little while. How are you doing?
Doing good. Getting a little bit better. Losing my voice.
You sound like you've been fighting a virus.
Pretty much.
Yeah, well, you're getting better, so I must have really sounded like hell before then. Damn. We know how it is with the virus. You do sound like crap when you got a nasty virus.
Oh, you do. You do.
Yep. And then it doesn't just go away like that, you know. So anyway, all right. Well, we're glad you're getting better.
Yes.
We're beyond the uprise than the down.
How are things going for you in, you're in Jersey, right?
Yes.
Right. Not too good, but a little bit half and half.
What?
You said not so good, but I didn't hear what else.
Some of us just laughing.
Half and half.
Sometimes you gotta laugh when the shit's bad and stupid, and sometimes you just laugh and say, Jesus Christ, life, what are you doing to me?
Yeah.
Quit throwing poop balls at me.
How's
you know?
Your brother treating you?
Half good and half bad.
Not good and not bad?
Yeah.
Like, hey, okay.
Well, that sounds like in the middle of the room. Then.
Is he giving you any money?
I bet not.
Not really, no.
Not really doesn't mean no. Interesting. Interesting answer is all I can say to that.
All right, let's see what's coming for you.
What are you going to do when they come for you?
Bad boys. Did you have to get tested for COVID?
Yeah, I'm in a negative.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, that is good.
I hate that test. Oh,
we keep forgetting, and we're good on home tests in that cabinet. We don't need to buy any for a couple decades.
Yeah.
And they have a pretty long expiration.
What happened to the days where you just got the flu?
You know, it is still a flu, and you know what? It's kind of like... Like a lot of viruses do, they mingle with other ones. It's not as bad as it used to be. And plus, we all got our shots. We got shots. It's like dogs. We got our shots.
Yes.
Our dogs are all caught up in the shots, and so are we. All right, what do you got?
Well, I think that as you head into the new year, first of all, I feel that you're going to regain your health and be on a better track. That's
a way to start a new year.
But you need to take care of yourself now, because if you're running around out in public and stuff, you could very easily, from what I see here, catch a secondary virus.
That's the bad thing about a lot of these things is the secondary.
Yes, it'll put you down for the count, really, for real, yo. Yeah. And are you trying to look for a job, or have you given up on that for right now?
I'm looking for a job, but... about to give up completely what they're doing now.
Yeah, you can't give up, but... All right, what do you see
there,
Deb?
Well, I wouldn't recommend trying to interview while your dog's sick.
Oh, yeah. I think she probably knows that's not going to work out.
Yeah.
Not necessarily because of being sick, just because that other person might have some kind of germ phobia thing or something, you know?
Well, true.
And plus, you're not at your best game.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
So what I perceive here is that you're going to have better opportunities coming in January. So if you can try to ride out the rest of this month, you know, and keep your eye out for different jobs that you might be very qualified for. Okay. People come and go in jobs. Some people are, you know, moving. It's all different kinds of things. But I do see some wonderful stuff coming for you in the new year, a chance to live somewhere else,
uh-oh.
Which, you know, in a different abode.
Well, you know, she was just not long ago. She was running around Europe like a crazy woman, remember?
Yeah.
Not that long ago.
Yeah.
She went to the old country, Italy.
That's right.
Yep, that's cool. It wasn't, she didn't have a good experience, but she went there. That's, you know, you got to do what you got to do. They always say you got to scratch that itch, otherwise you'll never know.
Yeah, that's very true. I see new men in your life. There's two of them here that look pretty interesting. Somebody you're going to meet when you land this new job that I see coming for you. And also there's another one that you're just going to randomly run into. And he seems to really going to hit it off with you.
That's cool. And that happens sometimes.
It does.
It just, bam, like, wow, this worked out great, you know. You know, sometimes people look and look and look and look and look. Then they get one when they're not looking. It's like Murphy's Law, like when you lose something in your house, you can't find it. You tear the house apart, and then the next day, I give up. Now all of a sudden, you find it when you're not looking.
Yeah, and you know, that's really the best way to let it find you.
Oh, jackwad.
What happened? Oh.
Go ahead, go with the reading. No, it's just the normal jackwad alert.
Okay, so that's what I do think for you. Your brother eventually feel bad that he didn't, you know, show up for you in the way him too. So he's got some big lessons ahead for himself. Okay. And it looks to me like eventually I think you will relocate out of there. I really do. So that could also be a very good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah! There you go. Yeah.
All righty. Here is your rebel card reading. The subject says, ask a fucking expert. Don't rely on your friends or the internet. Listen to a damn professional. That's you, Deb. You're the professional.
Damn professional.
Damn professional. All right, well, hey, it's good to hear from you. We're glad. I'm glad you feel you're getting better, because right now I'd be concerned because you sound like hell.
You are going to have.
But we all are there. We know how it is. We all get sick. And, like,
and if you do end up with some kind of a sunny day, get outside. It will dry you up. You know, it will get you. Give you that nice natural vitamin D. And what is it that you give me every morning? What is that?
A slap in the ass?
No, the gooey thing.
Oh, that's the emergency, though. That, like, the chewy vitamin C and other complexes to help combat. Vitamin C is the main thing. It's got a bunch of other natural stuff in there to help fight flus and viruses and stuff.
Okay.
All right, anyway, all right. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, hon.
And I also give you a zinc lozenge, because that's really good. If you load it up with zinc, it's really good if you do catch a flu, especially COVID. It's supposed to help shorten it a lot. So, a lot. Yes, indeed. International shout-out to Suzanne.
From?
In the land of the Scots. Ask the Scots. Break out your bagpipes. All righty. How's the toilet treating you, Suzanne?
I hope it's treating you well.
Yes, I hope it is nice and warm and you don't get stuck to the seat. All right. Are we ready? Anything else we need to talk about? Well, we got a little break. Nothing? You got anything else you need to say? You want to talk about that again?
What about it?
Talk about it. We got Smoothie by here. The box.
Oh, right.
Deb wants you to fill her box. All right, go ahead. Just bring it out. Show
if
them.
If you're here and you would like
Why
to
Why did
be,
you mess with that? I don't
want
get
to
it.
See how many people were here. And that would be you, Suzanne, I'm sure. It's a foregone conclusion. You're going to want to be in my little gingerbread house where we are going to be selecting winners.
Unless they don't want to, you must let them speak for themselves.
For us to send you. And Ole, would you like to be in the drawing too?
Holy crap, did I forget her? International shout out to Ole in Lebanon. She was here at the beginning.
I thought you did say.
Well, if I didn't, you get two then.
Yeah.
I don't remember. But hopefully if I didn't, I'm making up for lost time. Yeah, I hope I did. I don't remember.
Okay. Anyway, Suzanne, I will be sending those. Look at it this way. Chances are everybody's going to get pulled out of the box.
Just chances. Remember the word chance. You don't commit to that, because you could be surprised how many people are going to be there. The month has just started. It has just started.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. We might get a real run on these.
No, don't commit to blah, 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 blah. What was I going to say?
I don't know. That must have been something good.
I don't know. Well, Terry Sue, she says, I'm here, Jimbo. I did give you an intro. Maybe she thought about something else. I don't know.
Well, she said she needed the toilet.
No, that was Suzanne, not Terry Sue.
I thought it was Terry Sue. Ta-da, right there. Terry Sue, I need the toilet.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't, I'm not watching 100%. I do my best. That's all I can do. My best sometimes isn't my best. Ah, all right. Okay. Let's move it on, Deb.
Oh, we got somebody else from Australia.
Area code 520. Oh, Lisa.
Hello.
Can I give a shout out to Lana?
Hello,
Lana from Australia. Another land on Dunder. We have two Aussies in the house.
Yes.
All right.
Hi there, sweetheart. How are you?
Hello, two sweethearts. Two sweethearts. Hello.
Hello.
We are here.
Oh, we're here.
How are you?
Hello.
La, 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 la.
Hello. I love you. Won't you tell me your name?
Tell us what's going on. How are you?
Okay. The neighbor is being so Casanova. I mean, he came home today from shopping, and we had been on the phone prior while he was shopping, and then he came home. And when we were on the phone, he was yelling at me. Not angry. He wasn't angry. He was just saying, I've always been there for you. I will always take care of you. I'll always do. And then we ended up hanging up, not dramatically. And then he came home, and I was standing in the doorway to get ready to go bicycling. And then he came over, and he started hugging me and pulling me back and forth.
Yes.
And, you know, brushing me to him. And then, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm moving forward with him in this way. I'm going to treat him I'm not going to treat him any different, but I'm not giving him any more of my time. I'm not than necessary. I just, I've been putting two and two together with him. And I don't understand. You know, if coffee, I drink my coffee black, and then I put a little almond milk. That's the most exotic I get. With men, I don't understand, you know, I'm gay. No, I'm not gay. I'm gay. No, I'm not gay. I don't understand any of that. And I don't understand. Have you thought it? And Deb, you saw it in the cards a while back that the kid next door who we met, who's gay, the young kid. Well, the neighbor told me very recently, he said, don't talk about him. And then, because I brought it up, I was referencing something, and then I've just been putting jigsaw puzzle pieces together. We were at a party a few parties ago, and one of my friends said to my neighbor, oh, I saw you out at this place, you know, listening to music. And my neighbor shut him down right away. He says, oh, you may have thought you saw me out. You may have thought it.
Classic.
Yeah.
I
cop to it, though. I don't pretend that I wasn't out. And
right.
The thing
that's
is,
where I was going.
In the cards, you saw that young gay guy next door was thinking that maybe he had a sugar daddy here, my neighbor. And
it
turned out he went with one of his friends, one of the young gay guy went ahead of a young friend. And so that's where my neighbor and that guy were at a music review. Anywho, I don't know. This shit about I'm gay, I'm not gay, I'm into you, I'm keeping my life. I'm just going to keep staying stable in my house. That's the only thing I can do. And then not give any time to anyone. I mean, you know, hello, goodbye, how are you? And but I'm not going to be inviting anyone to go with me, and I've already told them I'm not going to do that anyway. And you know, I'm just solidly in my own, filling up my own dance card, doing my own thing. And I don't know what the cards say, but he's all of a sudden very Casanova, very loving, and I don't know.
So.
All right, so that means I should look at these cards.
So you want to look at, like, what's going on and what's coming up in the future reading?
Yeah, please.
Okay, that's cool. I just got to make sure. Sometimes,
you know,
yes,
I have to make an observation here.
An observation.
I must.
Oh, here. She's an observation. Usually people don't like those.
Okay, he jumped on the guy next door, or who was it? Figuratively.
Oh, I was about to say, well,
no.
Time out.
No.
I didn't hear about any jumping.
Okay. From putting all this together,
yeah.
He didn't jump on the guy next door. They went somewhere. They went to a music event.
Yeah.
And then
he thought he saw your neighbor there.
Oh,
yep.
No.
Okay.
The gay kid, who's the friend of the gay kid next door, went with my neighbor to a music event.
Yep.
And my friend saw them. You know, he wasn't like outing him. He wasn't outing him. He wasn't like, oh my God. No, he was just casually.
Yeah, I know. Conversation. Yep.
But
conversation. Like, hey, I saw you the other day. Yep. I got you. Yeah, he wasn't trying to start anything.
My neighbor was sitting next to me at the party. I mean, practically on my lap. And my neighbor set him down. He goes, no, a lot of people think they see me, but you didn't really see me. No, I wasn't there. And,
so
my
observation would be, what compelled him not to tell you?
Yeah, right. That's what she's wondering.
My first thought is because you have a tendency to really jump to conclusions and jealousy, but he should have come clean when it was said.
Well, that's the issue. She doesn't hide things from him. And
yeah.
Well, I think Deb, you saw something in the cards a few times ago, and you saw that the neighbor who's a kid and gay saw my neighbor as a potential sugar daddy.
Right.
So, and just by what my neighbor has been behaving and saying, I think they had sex. I think they had sex in the car, and that the young kid asked him for money. And I think that, you know, my neighbor, he won't give anyone money for that. I don't, you know, anyway.
Right.
What do the cards say? That was
what does the cards say? I'm going to tell you.
This is the one.
I'm going to tell you. Yep, well, I'm going to tell you, under Sure to Come True, which is my favorite designation.
You went right to that.
Yeah, because that's where the Nine of Hearts is. The Nine of Hearts is describing or indicating the answer to the query, which is, you know, what's going on, is that, yes, I believe he's lying to you, and I do believe that he has betrayed your trust in that sense.
As far as the lying?
As far as the sex.
Oh, okay, so she's right. You women have got pretty good guts sometimes.
You can just tell when somebody
has
fucked around on you.
Yeah,
can tell.
Well, Lisa kind of was pretty much convinced when she asked you the question.
No, there is going to be an upcoming trip that your neighbor's going to tell you he's going on for business, for something, a relative, but I think they're going together.
A rendezvous?
Something fun, maybe like Las Vegas or to
or some music event. Remember, where they live, there's probably billions of musical
events. But there's a lot of distance involved.
Okay, so he's going with the young kid.
When do you see that? Is it like after the holidays?
But I think the young kid may be the one with the money.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And your neighbor may be getting, you know, handouts from him.
And, you know, it's like, and it's not like prostitution. It's like men and women sometimes.
Oh,
some chicks, sometimes you have girlfriends that need a little extra money, and you're not paying them for sex. It just help them out. That's all.
Yeah.
It's not always dirty, dirty money.
There is no affection attached here.
So it's physical?
It's a physical release.
So it's like Olivia Newton-John, let's get physical. Is it though? Except she was in the 80s.
They're letting their bodies talk.
But, yeah, that's right. I want to hear your
body talk.
Body talk. Right.
So,
I don't want to do
I feel I owe it to you. I could have tap danced all around this, but I am pretty darn sure.
And so is she.
Yeah. And so.
She was pretty sure when she asked you the question, too. Are both sure.
So now he's backpedaling.
No, I got no clue.
Like crazy because the cat is out of the bag.
He doesn't know that I know. He doesn't know that I know any of this.
Oh, of course not. Of course not. He thinks he's got you buffaloed.
Yes, but still. It is out of the bag.
Well, nobody knows how good the other person's intuition is.
Yeah.
Women's intuition is much better than men, but much better doesn't mean like the guy's an idiot. But yeah, he should just have come clean about going to go watch music with a person instead of lying about it. Even if they did something negative afterwards, be honest about that part, and then you don't have to worry about the other part.
I'm going
to
tell you though, I really think he's going to use. The fact that you have a jealous neighbor is worried. If you confront him.
Oh, blame her?
Yeah, he's going to blame her.
Isn't that funny how that happens?
Who's going to blame me? I don't understand. Who's going to blame me?
The neighbor's going to just say, well, I would have told you the truth that we were just going to go listen to some music, but you get jealous over everything.
If you bring it up to him, he's going to blame you. I have to keep
You mean the Las Vegas trip, if I bring that up?
No, about what just happened, you said.
This
happened a little bit ago. This happened maybe a couple, maybe 3 months ago, 2 months ago. He doesn't even know that I put all this together He has no idea.
I don't have any restraint. Man, I'd be up in his face in 2 seconds saying, what?
Why? Because you've said often enough we don't have a commitment. And the other thing is, so he's planning, so there's a Las Vegas trip being planned, and he's taking one of the young gay people.
No, well, I'm just saying that as I was spitballing here.
There is some kind of trip somewhere. She threw Vegas all example. She can't say that it's Vegas, but she's some kind of trip somewhere. She just threw Vegas out there.
Yeah, he could be going home to see his family.
There's a lot of places.
Atlantic City.
Atlantic City, that's a hell of a trip.
I'm just saying, my perception is that they're going to go together.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere. She doesn't know where. It's not close.
Okay.
Not close. He said she's distance.
Okay. So they're making plans to go together. Well, there it is. I mean, that tells me everything. You know, I've had my head up my ass.
Well, it's a terrible time of year for this to be happening.
Yeah, the timing couldn't be any worse, of course.
You know, I got to
tell you. It doesn't matter.
Stuff comes out when
it sucks around
supposed
the holidays.
To, yeah.
It sucks around the holidays.
It does. But I think
it doesn't matter.
Well, if you don't matter, that's
I mean, if it's been happening and it's been there, and, you know, why would it matter if it was at Easter or Valentine's Day or Christmas? It doesn't matter. He's a psychological twisted. I'm not used to dealing with people, and I guess I had hope. I need to get a reading from you, Deb.
Another four-letter word.
Yes, we can do that, honey. We can do that. And my heart goes out to you. But it is
I'll be friendly, like, hello, you know, and that's it. Sure. But that's it. Nothing else. I mean, I even told myself, before Thanksgiving, I thought to myself, after Thanksgiving, I'm going to stay out of his way. I'm just doing my own thing. There was something inside of me that was just so exhausted by all this, and I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, I don't blame her if somebody's putting more effort in than the other person. It can be exhausting.
Well, and there's shenanigans going on.
Well, and that's a whole different ballgame, too.
Shenanigans.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a whole different ballgame. But even if there wasn't shenanigans, if you're putting a lot of effort and the other person doesn't seem to, you're going to feel exhausted after a while. But, yeah, shenanigans just makes it worse. Gas on the fire.
And he's just not dealing with the full deck of moral compass. I mean, I have a moral compass, but he doesn't have the same kind of moral
it's different. Everybody has different compasses.
Now, Lisa, we have had people, women, that have come in over time into the Facebook chat who have said, hey, I've been married to a bisexual man, or, you know, I am. And they swing with it. They're fine with it, you know. And
but you have to be honest.
Well, you know,
today
he was throwing a temper tantrum. I didn't know he was at the store. I had called him to talk to him about something. It wasn't anything serious. And then he just went off the deep end. He started yelling. He says, "I've always taken care of you. I will always take care of you. I'm always there for you." I don't even know what I said to him. And then we friendly, in a friendly manner, we hung up. And then he came home and he came over to me and he just grabbed me and was crushing his body up against mine, swinging me back and forth and hugging me and, you know, I don't know.
The old mix.
Who knows?
International shout out to Virgil in the UK.
Well, that's a surprise.
Well, life is full of surprises, isn't it?
You know what? I want to recommend to you, Lisa, that you use my app. You probably have an iPhone, don't you?
It doesn't matter. You can go to your website.
Yeah,
it's
go to my
website. I'm done.
For your future. If you have a question and I'm not readily available, go to that thing because I use it. I use it, and I have it on my phone. I have to hire somebody to discombobulate that app. See, I have a very smart other son who I don't know where he's living in the country. He's mad at me, and he set up my website, and he also set up the app. Something is screwy with the app on Google Play. And the only thing we have now is what's on my website. And the thing is, you can bookmark that. Yeah. So I'm just saying, if you might be amazed at what you get off of that. That, you know, where these readings on here are basically just a sample.
Yeah. Well, I'm always amazed by what the neighbor shits out of his asshole. You know, I think I'm not...
Well,
I'm not going to get surprised, and then whoa, am I ever shocked and surprised? You know, the guy's so fucking jealous of me, I can't move. He's asking me, "Where'd you go? Who'd you go with?" You know, I don't know what any of that's about.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, if you want to meet in private, we can. I have time over the weekend if you'd like to.
Yes, yes, please.
Stuff we don't need to put out on, you know, the global air.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Of course. I'm invested. I feel so invested emotionally and spiritually that all I want is your happiness. You know, and
thank you, Deb. So he's looking at all this like he's hoodwinked me, right? That's how you see it in the cards, that he thinks he's proud of himself. He's hoodwinked me. Right?
Oh, I don't see that. I just think that he feels there's certain things he can't share with you because you're going to fly into a jealous rage.
Oh,
and
that I gave this guy a blowjob? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
I
think that's probably what caused anybody to get in a jealous rage, Deb.
That the guy gave him a blowjob?
Yeah, of course.
No, that he gave, the neighbor gave this guy.
Well, whoever's blowing who, somebody's blowing somebody, right? It's two freaking dudes, it's two meat whistles, it doesn't matter, it shouldn't be going down if they're going to not be honest and tell you that I like meat whistles. They should be honest or not be honest. That's
exactly.
All you got to do. It's not a big deal
and
about
you know,
me. Why, whatever, but you got to be honest with the other person.
I did so ask him. All through in the beginning and several times in the beginning, I said, if you start dating, let me know. And at one point he said, why? And I said, well, then I'll approach you differently. And that's only fair.
True enough.
Maybe he might have forgotten.
Did he have to wait for Christmas, you know, for all this to come together?
really, it doesn't matter. I'm so busy. I don't really, it doesn't matter. You know, you know what mattered was is that I moved here. That's what mattered.
Yeah.
That's what matters.
But well, you had to. It was a part of your, it's,
I've never known.
You had to move. You had to,
yeah,
you had
I've
to
never
make
known. Decision.
You had
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I never known a gay guy like this. Never. I mean, I've known gay guys, but I've just known them, you know, like distant. You know, they're just
right.
Like distant.
Well, I've had a lot of gay men as friends, but they would never play me in the meantime.
Right, that's what
exactly.
You're talking about. That's what Lisa's saying, the exact same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it was clear I didn't have the right equipment.
This is the first
yeah.
time that one has drawn her in, is what she's saying. Usually it's just they're friends, and they keep it there.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
Right, they keep it in the friend zone.
Well, I think we just have to talk, me and you.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Yeah, sure. We've got to solve this, but I want you to be aware you have other romantic opportunities that are coming to you. And my instinct is this had to come to a head. It had to, because, excuse me, you didn't know if you were foot or horseback or horseback or, you know, foot.
Oh, yeah,
you
know, he puts his yeah. arm around me when we're driving. He calls me dear. I mean, he gets up like he's a husband. You know, and he does work for me. I don't understand the point. Why do you want to donkey dick around with somebody's brain?
Dick. Don't donkey dick with
dick.
Someone.
Yeah.
Never donkey dick with a brain. That's always a good rule of thumb. Don't do that.
Donkey dick. Yeah.
Yeah, or yeah, he's messing with her, but I don't think he's doing it to mess with her. He's
I don't think so either.
He's trying to have a cake and eat it too. Type,
I feel
I think,
like
right?
a lot of things go right
well,
over his head.
Well, it sounds like he wants to do things his way.
Yeah.
And if he has to hide things, he wants to hide things. But he wants to have everything he wants. Everything. But you know what? That's just what it is.
I think he
it is what it is.
I do feel that deep down morally, he owed you to know.
Of course.
That, hey...
Of
we're
course.
Not going to go anywhere, me and you. So I'm going to go over here with the young gay boy.
Or I'm not
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to experiment with you and somebody else in the meantime. But, you know, he knows he can't tell somebody that because they'll run.
Yeah.
You can't say, hey, I really like you. I might want to be with you, but I've still got to explore my other lifestyle at the same time.
And I got to tell you, in all my years of reading cards, I despise when people, male or female, do that. Well, I'll keep this one in a holding pattern over
right.
here to see if this over here is going to work out. And if it doesn't, well, I've still got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you got lots of fires going and you're seeing which one's going to be the best fire to choose. But that's not good for the other person, but, you know.
This is a kettle of fish, I'll tell you that.
What is a kettle of fish?
It is, and it stinks.
Well,
it's all right.
It must be dead.
I have got some men friends. I'll just start bringing them home. You know, I don't have
yeah.
to worry about anything. He just
you know what?
Flatten her tires.
I got to tell you, the
better
best
what?
Flatten her tires.
That sounds odd.
You know, I got to tell you, years ago, a bartender gave me the best advice I think I
bartender.
Heard. And she said, she was a
not
young gal from, what's that, with Rhode Island. And she said, you know what? She said to me, you are so, I'm going to clean it up because she used a lot of bad words. You are so messed up in your head. You know what you need to do? She said, grab some guy and F him silly. And I said, what kind of advice is that? She said, do it and see if it doesn't. It's like a cleansing your palate, you know.
Okay.
Like when you go to drink a bunch of different wines. You have a palate cleanser.
Well, a lot of, not just wines, they do that at beer and, if you go to a scotch tasting
yeah.
event, they'll give you some water to cleanse your palate. Yeah, a lot of different events give you cleansing water.
I grabbed a darling 22-year-old boy from a different bar. He was a man from a different bar. And I'll tell you though, the only problem is he was so into me, he couldn't sustain himself, if you know what I mean. So, God, it's such a burden when you're so sexy and hot that a guy can't control himself.
It's a good thing you're not Bane or
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, that's right, isn't it?
It's a good thing you're not Bane. We won't want any vanity here. None whatsoever, mind you.
I have earned my medals. Yeah! My medals. I've earned them. Okay, go ahead.
All right, well, here is Lisa's Rebel card reading. No sweet sugar-coated shit here. The subject is you think someone is lying.
And they are.
And the card says they are. And I pulled that in. I didn't. Deb was here, and I'm on video. I didn't go searching for that card. That's what came up. But she knew that. You could tell when she asked the question. A lot of people ask questions they know the answer to, and she did.
They do.
She did. She already
and
knew
a lot of times they don't want the
she
answer.
She said it was a fact. She goes, I know it. She already said, I know it. Yeah.
Well, he saw it in the cards. You saw that young gay guy was looking at my neighbor as the sugar daddy.
That was a while ago, yeah. That was a couple months ago.
And
It was sometimes more than I have no sense of time.
Well, at least it ain't the Blasted Sultan.
The Blasted Sultan.
Now that I would be insulted by.
That guy should have his own show. It's the Blasted Sultan hour.
No offense to all you UKers,
you flaccid people.
You guys do have some strange shows, and he would fit right in there with
the best
of them.
They like to think outside the box.
They do.
And that's why they have good stuff. You have to think, that's why their music is good, because they started thinking outside the box long before we were even around.
They have awesome talk shows and, stuff going on.
Some of them aren't. Some of them blow chunks because they're not afraid to think outside the box and put shows out. Some of them are like, why is this on TV?
But the Flaccid Sultan, you're right. He would be an awesome show.
Or show, or he could be some character in a movie. Yep. Thank you for holding for an eternity once again. If nothing else, you're a woman of patience.
And I honestly thought you guys were going to just have a really nice December. Everything was going to be copacetic.
Well, Murphy's Law says F you people.
I'm not blowing up at him. There's no reason to blow up. I'm worn out. I'm tired. I'll just say hello, and let it be, like the Beatles sing. Let it be, let it be.
Let it be, let it be.
You know, I just don't know.
Let it be.
I don't know when I'm driving down the highway. And he's telling me to listen to the Beatles song, Good Morning Sunshine, or whatever the fuck the name of that Beatles song is. Yeah, and it said, I love you. I'm so proud to have you. You're mine. And I love you so much. And I texted him back. I said, God, I love the Beatles song. Well, I don't know why he donkey dicks me around. I have no idea.
Yeah, well, I think we kind of touched on is that he wants to have a bunch of fires going in so he can choose the best one.
I think he's
not really sure on his path, so he doesn't want to blow up a bridge because he might change his mind. So he wants to kind of explore both things, and maybe the other guy is too a victim and doesn't know that he's playing with women. We don't know, right?
Well, and it's
could be screwing both of you guys over.
It's also actually very interesting that Virgil showed up because he has explained to me various different disorders. And right at this particular moment, I wouldn't have a clue which one, if not all of them. Let's let her go. Okay.
All right, Lisa. Well, thank you very much. We're gonna
let you go.
We're gonna move on. We're gonna put you back on mute. Thank you very much, and you know where to find Deb and I.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Send me a message and let me know when you'd like to meet.
So you might want to just pretend he's not there.
Okay.
Pretend he's not there.
Okay. Well, I want to be very drunk, too, but I can't right now.
Well, your sister's very drunk.
Yeah.
Drunk with dick.
Yeah.
Sister jokes, mom
that
jokes.
That was in a movie.
I never heard that ever. I
think it was in that movie with Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn.
never,
the breakup.
I don't know anything about that.
He said something about your sister.
I never saw that. I just,
Oh, you wouldn't like
sister it. Sister and mom jokes all the time since we were young. Like youngins, we always did that. I remember, sometimes some guys say the funniest shit.
Like what?
I remember Don V talking to one of the guys that came down when we were in the Navy together. And this guy, he was like our immediate superior, but we're all kind of the same. It's not really good. Hey, you got any? He comes out. He goes, hey, I got something. And then John V's like, what? You got nude pictures of your wife? And he laughed. He goes, no. Don V goes, you want to buy some? I had to. It was good. And another classic one he said was, the guy was all like, rah, 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 rah. And he goes, some guy was giving him shit about something superior. And he goes, you know what?
What?
He goes, I can't call you a douchebag or a dick, right? And the guy goes, no, you can't because I'm your boss. He goes, but I can think that, right? And he goes, yeah, you can think whatever the fuck you want. And he goes, all right, I think you're a fucking douchebag. It was hilarious. It was a nice setup because, like, the guy couldn't get him in trouble because he told him he could think whatever he wants. But anyway, all right, the calls are drained and dry. Should we open the door?
Everybody's out at happy
hour.
What
do you want to do? We're over the hour, but...
Well, I made it till...
I know. That's why I'm asking you. Do you want to open the Facebook floor?
Well, what about those two that are on there? Did we already do them? They're gone.
Drop us.
Yeah.
The callers have to drop us.
Yeah, does anybody on Facebook want to call in, write in, whatever? Whatever.
I typed it in case you're not listening, and she spoke. Deborah Lee, messenger now, Facebookers. We're opening the floor of the calls.
Susanna said something. Did she leave?
No, she didn't.
Maybe
care.
She's in the restroom, in the bathroom.
All right, first of all, while we're waiting.
Oh, yeah, Emily.
Yes, Deb. Yes,
okay.
Yes. But I have to do my thing. I have to shuffle and think. First of all, of course, she didn't say yep.
Oh, there she is.
She doesn't want a question. She's just thanking you and talking to you.
Mm.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, hang on. Well, first of all,
Sammy has a question.
Well, Sammy,
Sammy's from Minnesota.
No, don't get on your messenger. Hang on, I'm going to do this RoboCard. Well, you don't have to wait for me. Do what you got to do. I'm doing this RoboCard.
Well, nobody's coming up. I want to hear it for Emily. Okay.
I just relax. I didn't say I was going to do it. Not tell anybody. I'm just saying relax. Go out and read business while I do this. Cut the card and see what we got and play the sound.
Yeah!
All right. Subject of this rebel card is shit is going down with your job. Reevaluate, change your perspective, or fucking quit. So it's some kind of job-related thing. And job can be relative. It doesn't have to be an actual job. It could be something, your obligation. You know, if you look, break out the Webster's and see what the word job says. And we're not talking a hand job. And you see there's some other things. It doesn't necessarily mean I clock in at work and I clock out. Jobs are jobs. You know, you might have something to do, like a part-time business you're working on, or do something for somebody else that's like a job. So anyway, yes.
Okay, Suzanne, you're saying, am I ever going to talk to my mums again? Huh? Yeah.
Mums, like, how many mums do you have? I mean... Mums, you said like mums, but you used an apostrophe S. Like your mums, what? Your mums.
And has she passed?
That's what I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I think if she passed, the odds are very, very slim to none you're going to talk to your mom again, physically.
I feel bad for Lisa tonight.
Yeah, well, of course.
Nobody should get that, you know, kind of kick in the face.
You know, if you know why? Here's, you know, and he knows why. If you're going to, like, not pick a lifestyle and you want to experiment a little bit, you should tell the other person, but he knows he would have told her. She would have said, no.
Is your mom in spirit, Suzanne?
One mother.
Or is it just that you two aren't communicating? Why do I know that feeling?
Here lies the problem
with
doing this, not using Messenger. Now we have to wait 20
minutes. Well, she's unable
to
because of a scam situation. She can't.
Why?
It was a scam thing. I know.
I don't comprehend it. Don't comprehend it. She's alive, and I lost my dad about 6 years ago.
So
apparently, I guess she's not in speaking terms with her mother, I'm assuming, if she's still alive. So she wants to know.
Oh, I don't know if I shuffled these.
I don't know either. So when in doubt, shuffle them again.
Yeah.
Yep, that's always when in doubt, shuffle.
When in doubt, shuffle.
Do the curly shuffle. Remember that? Was that from 80s or 90s?
I don't know it.
The curly shuffle. Oh, it was actually popular and made charts on the radio. Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo. It was a song that was on the radio quite often. The curly shuffle. I shall look it up. Because I must know. I must know.
I never heard of it. Hokey Pokey, yeah.
No.
Not the
Hokey. Curly Shuffle was not. Hokey Pokey goes like way back. Little children. Curly Shuffle. Curly Shuffle.
I don't know it.
Written by. I'm trying to see what the year was. That's all. It was in the 80s. It was in the 80s. Remember, it was right around. They had a lot of stupid-ass songs. Late 70s had the Don't Want No Short People. Remember?
This was
the Curly Shuffle. It was in 1983.
I don't remember
the
song.
It was on the radio a lot.
Huh.
Maybe you didn't listen to the radio. Maybe in the 80s. Well, I don't know. What are you doing? Are you whoring? Maybe you're too busy being a whore. I don't know. You didn't hear the radio? I'm just saying. It was huge on the radio. Joanne from Newfoundland, long time no talk. Welcome, Joanne. International shout out.
I'm sorry, but
I just threw it out there. I condemn it. It was super stupid and popular, like the Short People song. You knew that one, right?
Yeah, you won the Academy Award for that.
That's the Curly Shuffle was big too on the
was
radio.
Was it by him, Randy Newman?
No. This is another one hit dumbass wonder.
All right, here for Suzanne. Boy, one of you's gonna have to make a move here.
To the mom.
Yeah.
Somebody always has to be that person.
They do. And you know, the thing is, if you are the one that makes the overture and she refuses.
Then your conscience is clean.
It is. It is really.
Even if you're be upset that she refused it, but then you know, I did my part. That's all I can do.
You did. And the thing is, then it's up to her. Then now she's got her appointment with the higher power. But one of you is going to have to make a move. There is such a impasse here that you both are kind of locked in. So,
okay.
Thank you, Joanne. Thank you. My son did it.
Well, back to that.
Oh, sorry. I just sort of drifted there.
Right. Well, that's why I was snapping you out of it.
Suzanne, you've got good cards. You have a lot of love around you.
The love is in the air.
Yeah, you really do.
Every time and everywhere.
Your mom, I believe, now this is just what I'm seeing and what I'm perceiving, your mom's holding something against you that I don't think you are responsible for, okay? And she needs to let that go because time is passing. And being close to your own child is part of the journey, especially even as they become adults. So, anyway, you got really good cards, and I hope. The mustache looks great. Well, thank you. I just had it trimmed today.
That was my mistake. I said when I went and got my haircut, I said I have like a beard trim. I should have said beard and mustache.
Oh, she
did. I didn't think of it. That's why it's standing out because it did not get trimmed. I mean, she trimmed it up a little bit. It should have been cut down so it was short. Like,
it looks very Mexican.
It should have been cut down. It should have been cut down. But the beard will grow in. It'll all match up eventually.
You need a sombrero.
Ay, 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 ay. what was that? I remember back in the 70s, Fritos. I am a Frito bandito. They had that song.
I love Fritos, corn chips.
Yeah, that was in the 70s song. Oh, yes, indeed it was. All right, Suzanne. Your rebel card. I don't even need glasses. I don't know why I put them on. Like, out of habit. It says you need a good fucking cry.
Aww.
Get the ugly cry on. Let that shit go. Your soul will thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes if whatever you're venting means is crying, getting angry, you know, whatever it is, let it go. Don't keep it bottled up so you burst. Don't do that.
I want to know something I've noticed over the years about mothers and their daughters. Mothers often don't do enough with their own life that it's actually like they become jealous of their female offspring. Jealous. Envious. you know, especially if the daughter is really happy and going about her a career or raising children in a whole different manner. Well, his mothers don't like that very much.
Yeah, I suppose. But, you know, that's not, it's obviously the 100% wrong attitude. Yeah. You're always supposed to want the person to do better than you did.
Well, and it's a whole different ballgame raising them, because raising my sons when I was a single mother and they were at the age that we needed to have talks about how to treat girls, you know, I only had, I'm going to put it plainly, I only had those penises to worry about. Where you guys who have daughters, you have every single one of them out there to worry about. It's a big difference.
It's different, but it's the same. There's always something to worry about a child.
Well, I just would say to them, there better not be a father standing at my door like this with a torn prom dress, or I'm going to kill you.
Well, that's actually also called going to jail.
Well, nowadays, yeah, back in the day, people just poo-pooed it, you know. So I guess we could call it a night.
Yeah, I opened the floor and the clock ticked and nobody rang us up. Which
yeah.
is fine. It is. It's,
nobody rang us up.
It's all right.
It's all right. We just love having you with us.
We'll be here tomorrow.
And you know what?
So
Virgil,
it's good.
I'm
it's
putting
good.
You on the drawing list.
He didn't ask to be on it.
Oh, it doesn't matter. We need to have.
Yeah, it kind of actually
does. We have to have some male on this list.
But they have to want to be on it.
Well, too bad. So sad. We women voted. You didn't know this, Jim, but behind your back, we all voted. No, we didn't, but yeah. These guys are so gullible, aren't they?
Yeah, I buy that. Yeah, I'm buying that back. I'm buying that bear. Yeah, all right.
That is terrible, Rachel, but it happens. You know, I...
Suzanne wants to be on the list.
Okay, I got you on the list. I figured. See, I'm a little bit psychic, and I knew it.
Where is she on the list?
Suzanne.
Oh, you should put her last name so you don't get mixed up in case 15,000 other fucking Suzannes get on here, because you already have one.
I don't think... Okay. Yeah, Suzanne Gay.
I was like, guy at work said... guy I work with, he goes, I don't know what the big deal is. My whole family's gay because his last name is his name is Don Gay. He has a good sense of humor.
You know who I love?
It was funny as shit. He goes, I don't know what the big deal is. My whole family's gay. I was like, yeah, that's pretty funny.
I love when Joe says, you know what? I woke up this morning and I was gay, and I woke up yesterday and I was gay, and I loved it. Loved
it. Hey, it is what it is.
You know, that's a man that would never jerk Lisa around.
Yeah, you
say it up front. Because he's gay.
Or you're not.
They'd be best friends. And if you're not,
if you're both, then you tell the person. That's all. Just tell them. It's cool. There's nothing. It's a free world. Do what you want to do. But don't hide it from another person if you're going to drag them into your life. They need to know.
They do.
Maybe not right. You don't say, hi, how you doing up front when you first meet them. But you got to do it before it gets serious.
I always wondered why.
Gay does mean happy.
Homosexuals.
Yeah, I don't
gay.
Know. That'd be interesting to find out where that came
but
from.
But aren't lesbians gay, too? I
yes,
don't know.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Everybody's gay.
Yes. Well, I don't know. I'm saying as far as that definition, there's like a lot of definitions. But yeah. Remember, like, we don a gay apparel. La, 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 la. Yeah, gay is happy. Joy is fun stuff. Loving. Festive. Yes.
Yes. So that's probably why they're gay.
I guess, because they have no hang-ups and stuff, and they just love every life, and they're not hanging up about shit.
Now, years ago, the word queer was very, that was a very abusive word. You called somebody queer, but that's in that LB.
Yeah, oh yeah, now it's there, so it's okay.
Yeah.
And queer is supposed to just mean strange. He's a queer fellow. I mean, he's a weird one. He's strange. That's all it's supposed to mean. He's queer. He's a queer fellow.
Virgil is a queer fellow.
Joy to the world. Reminds me of all these songs, because over this last weekend, was it Sunday, I think? They were running Christmas Vacation Marathon.
Oh, I know. I watched it several times.
Yeah, and as you see, they were singing little songs like that at funny times. It was hilarious. Yeah, because didn't he do that when he was plugging the lights in? Joy to the world. Yep, yep.
I bet you folks have seen it a million times. That show.
I can't speak for the folks that are abroad. We don't know.
Abroad, yeah.
Abroad. I don't know how much they've seen it. the Chevy yeah. Chase vacation movies, especially the Christmas vacation.
We get a lot of your stuff over here too.
Everybody, yeah, I'm just saying, I just can't speak. Not
I
everything.
Love your period shows and movies because I'm into all that.
About menstruating?
No, that's your ridiculous, Jim. You okay. know.
Oh, that's right. That would be interesting. That would be totally interesting to me to be down there in Australia
yeah, and,
all these shows show people in snow and snowmen and shit, and you're freaking middle of summer when Christmas
comes around.
Do you put
the lights out and the trees, Christmas trees?
Yeah, interesting to know, yeah.
Wow.
It is indeed. It is indeed. Because, But I shouldn't say that. It's like that in Miami. It's not like they get snow in fucking Miami, too, and they celebrate Christmas, too. So I shouldn't be that surprised. But Australia, it's officially actually summer there.
You know what? It is not fun when you live somewhere and it's 20 below zero, or that's Fahrenheit. I don't know what it'd be in Celsius, but you're out there trying to connect the light.
It'd be a hell of a lot colder.
Oh, my God. You're trying to plug things in and wrap them with tape and... Then there's like one light out and everything's out and it's horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, it is indeed. All right.
All right. We going?
Sorry, folks.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's joined us just now. We have to put a wrap on it because we're ticking down and we don't know that we can sleep.
Yeah. Anymore. I'm sorry. I'm spent.
She's spent.
As far as
can't reading. You see she's pooped? Blazing Saddle song for those that haven't seen that movie.
No, you can't imagine that kind of cold. Where you actually get, like, icicles hanging off your nose.
Oh, that's very much so. If you go skiing, if you have a mustache and beard, they're all...
Forget
it. It's all pure ice from the moisture in your air.
There was a girl I went to high school with who was running late. She washed her hair in the morning and went outside, and all of her hair broke off because it froze.
You know,
and it never grew back.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
She had to wear a wig after that.
I never dried my hair, and I'd go out there.
Yeah,
but I wasn't a chick, but
didn't
still, my
freeze?
Hair was long. My hair was long like it was before I got my hair cut in the winter.
Didn't it freeze?
It freeze, but it didn't break. I don't know what the fuck's up with that.
Yeah, just...
Maybe she had some kind of weird conditioner or something in there, too, at the same time. Or
maybe.
Weird.
Maybe.
That has to be, because mine froze all the time. It didn't break. The ice broke, but the hair didn't go with it.
You know, when it's real cold, the tires on your car are, like, square. They feel like they're square when you start driving. Boom, boom, boom. You know, that you've never noticed that.
That means you're probably like 20 pounds fucking short of air if it did that. Might want to keep your tires up to the proper pressure because they don't squareize in the cold.
Yeah, I felt sad for her, too. It somehow froze the roots of her hair. Roots of her hair.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you about that.
But yet people go outside. They're skating. They're playing hockey. They're snowmobiling and skiing.
Like a
and
lot of people here from up there.
And it's
Sweden
down
and
the third, the what do you call that thing? The mercury or whatever it is.
Well, in the old days, they were mercury thermometers.
Yeah.
Yes, they were.
And it's like plummeted, but people are out there.
Yeah. Well, because what are you going to do?
They don't close school and crap over that.
Well, they do nowadays.
They're all a bunch of wussies now.
Well, yep. Every generation is getting a little more fairy.
They back then, you just hoofed it up that hill to the school.
Well, I rode buses, and they would come get your ass. And those buses, if the bus got stuck, they'd send another bus to come get your ass out. You're going to school, even if they turn around, they at least come there at least long enough to get there and send you back, maybe, because then they only got a half. They had so many snow days to get a lot of Minnesota. So most of the time, they got us to school.
And I'll tell you what.
And they might send us back right away, but at least they got you there, so at least they got a half day credit.
What was hilarious, when you grow up and you like to go party and drink with your friends, the city we're from is built on a big hill, okay?
Pretty much.
And you drive those cars down those hills, and it's snowing and it's cold, and you go to the bar and you have a good time and you don't worry about how we're going to get back, because we got to go up those hills, and you get a good running start and you just keep going and you pray like hell there's not going to be any car. You're on the avenue praying there's not going to be any cars on the street.
You buy good. You actually buy. You don't buy all your radios. You buy actually snow
tires.
My car was a piece of shit. The tires, not joking, the battery and the tires were like three times the value of the car. You didn't fuck around with the battery. You bought a very good battery because it gets so cold, and you bought some damn good snow tires. You don't,
and,
even if your car, my car was probably worth $50 back then, but those tires and battery were hell. It cost a lot more than that, but because you got to get it right. You got to start your shit up to go to work when it's 20 below.
And you can pack your trunk or the bed of your truck with sandbags.
If you need to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you just.
Yeah.
You got a 20-gallon tank. You just keep it full. That's a lot of weight.
Yeah, you got to.
And you plug the car and they had plugs. You plug them in to heat them up.
Yeah.
Yep.
At night.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole different lifestyle. Then you come out here and you live and it's very much like everybody says, this is like London here. So it'd be like England. Probably the rest of you in the vicinity of the UK, it gets foggy and rainy and cold, and these people are bitching. They're bitching. Oh, my God.
Everything's relative.
And it's like 30 degrees out.
Everything's relative. Yeah. You get used to one thing, and so an extreme seems an extreme.
Oh,
but it doesn't
crazy.
Seem extreme to other people.
Yeah.
Alaska probably laughs at us bitching about stuff in the winter up there. They probably laugh.
Or
I mean,
even Canada.
Oh, yeah, well, obviously, Canada's giant. The whole northern half of Canada probably laughs at us about winter. All right.
All right, guys.
Let's do this.
What are we going to do? Oh.
Good night, sweetheart.
Tell everybody now.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Tomorrow, people, same place, same time.
It is Saturday night. Yep. Yes, indeed. All right.